Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Burke. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bobby Burke. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood bunts towards the mound. Burke fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fonseca for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer scores. One out. It's 1-0, Senators. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. the Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL takes first base on ball four. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL moves to third. Bluge moves to second. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. QL scores. Bluge moves to third. Spencer moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bluge scores. Spencer scores. Burke moves to second. It's 4-0, Senators. Vic Frazier now pitching. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Burke scores. Meyer moves to third. It's 5-0, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball four. Meyer scores. Mainisch moves to third. Cronin moves to second. It's 6-0, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. Mainisch scores. Cronin moves to third. Harris moves to second. One out. It's 7-0, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Senators. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harris scores. It's 9-0, Senators. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bluge. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Bluge steals second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball four. Frazier moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-0 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Frazier scores. Blue moves to third. It's 9-1, Senators. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and has Whatwood trapped. There's the throw to Meyer, who throws back to Bluch, who tags Wuthood for the out. Blue scores. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's 9-2, Senators. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Ekrod hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Jeffries now playing third base. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burke hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jaime Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a fly ball into right field. Wuthood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin can't make a play. That's a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Sissel goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Senators. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frazier for the out. Kerr moves to third. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Wuthood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. It's 10-3, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West moves to second. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West scores. QL moves to second. It's 11-3, Senators. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer is hit by the pitch. QL moves to third. Bluge moves to second. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burke hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. QL scores. Bluge moves to third. Spencer moves to second. It's 12-3, Senators. Jim Moore now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Meyer hits a line drive into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bluge scores. Two outs. It's 13-3, Senators. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 13, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave now catching. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fothergill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 13, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. It's 14-3, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. West reaches second base with a double. Harris moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kerr fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Harris scores. West moves to third. Two outs. It's 15-3, Senators. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. he's got two RBIs. Burke hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 15, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 2 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 15, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Meyer is hit by the pitch. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Meyer moves to third. Red Faber now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Mainisch scores. It's 17-3, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bluge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. There goes West trying to get to third. Whatwood throws the ball into Jeffries, who tags West for the out. It's 18-3, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 18, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whatwood hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 18, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Burke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 18, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blutch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blutch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-3 in the game. Ekrod hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sissel hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 18, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. West hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 18, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 18-4, Senators. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Henlein pinch hits for Red Faber. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 18, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.